It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I need you to... Actually, I think I believe that I may have seen this as a Insta story on your wife's clothing page.
Okay.
Thrifted.
Yeah.
Check it out. No vowels. So it was because she does Sunday funnies.
Mm.
And there was a tweet or something about how when you just want a recipe, but you get the rest of the person's life story.
Oh, yes. Yeah. God, I hate that.
And it's like you have to, you just want a recipe, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, go to a recipe website.
Like,
okay.
Okay. Hang on.
I really like Recipe Tin Eats, but this is one of the...
What's it called? Recipe Tin Eats.
TinEats.com. This is, all or right, Taste.com yep. or whatever. But yep. Recipe Tin Eats in particular...
Yes.
...gives the life story of the bean and where the bean came from before you heat the bean and then you add the tomato sauce and here's the story of the tomatoes and what they mean to me.
Yeah, okay.
Far out. Okay,
stopped.
So click on something that looks nice there.
Chicken tikka. There we go.
Chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yum, great. Okay, now where is the recipe in this? Can you find it? How many times have you scrolled?
Hang on, it literally starts with chicken tikka masala. There are various tales about the origins of chicken tikka. I don't care!
I just want to make this delicious meal. Okay?
Yeah. How to make chicken tikka masala. Okay, I'm halfway, if not three quarters of the way down.
Right, okay. See how annoying that is?
Yeah.
And then if you've got that on your phone or your iPad while you're cooking, then you've got to open it and re-scroll. You're like, where is it? I've got the solution for you. I found a website.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's called, so open another tab,
yeah.
Right? I know you just tab, it's tab central over there for you.
I'm on 19 tabs now.
Okay, good. Type in just the recipe. .app.
Recipe.
.app.
.app.
Okay. Then I want you to go back to the tikka masala recipe.
So open that website?
Yeah, open that website,
open that
right?
website. Okay.
So what I want you to do is grab the URL. No, get excited straight away, but you know what's happening.
Yeah.
Grab the URL from the chicken, the life of the chicken tikka masala.
Yeah.
Right? Paste it into just the recipe.
Yeah, and then hit search because there's just one field on that on the front page of this. Here we go, chicken tikka masala. Directions, ingredients.
Yep.
Nice and clear. They've got the directions numbered.
Yep.
So step 1 through 25. Well, who's got time for that? I'm not making a 25-step meal. But
no,
anyway.
But beautiful. Right?
At least I know that now without having to learn about the life cycle of the tikka masala.
Right?
Holy crap, that's amazing.
Just the recipe. Check it out.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Love it. Taylor Swift, Willow's got a good vibe.
Good vibe. Mate, she killed it at the Grammys, didn't she?
Yes.
What a woman.
She looked like she'd rolled down a hill in a paddock full of flowers.
I loved her dress.
Yeah. No, she just looked like...
Oh, that was a compliment, was it?
Yeah.
Mm.
She looked like she'd smell lovely.
And then you would put some yeast through it and you'd get like a cup underneath and you'd be like, let it sit for 12 hours. And you're like, oh, flowery hill rolling beer.
Oh, you're talking about beer. I had no idea where you were going with that. Jesus. I could have gone anywhere.
Sorry.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
We're heading to Scotland for this one, mate.
Zoom.
Over to Scotland. Were you trying to be a Scottish player then?
And it didn't really...
No, it didn't come off, but that's all right. I could see...
Nah, damn.
I could see what you were trying to do, and we appreciate your efforts.
Thank you.
Emma Crombie is from Glasgow in Scotland. She was raging when she discovered something had happened with her Uber Eats account. Someone had hacked it. Oh, my God.
Oh.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
In Birmingham... They'd ordered $70 worth of KFC.
Yum.
So £40 worth of KFC.
Mm-hmm.
So the 35-year-old immediately contacted the delivery service who refunded her payment after realising her account had been hacked. Great. End of story.
They're good like that.
They are good like that. Like Uber trips and stuff. If it didn't work out the way you thought it would, like
yeah,
that.
They pretty much give you money back.
Yeah, or at least credit or something. So they hacked... They hacked the account, right, to get food delivered, but then they had the address of where the food was delivered to.
Oh.
Right? So it's like hacking your Uber. It's like I hack your Uber and then I get a lift to my house. there's a record of where I've gone.
Yeah.
So there's a record of where they didn't have the food dropped off on a street corner.
So hang on. So they hacked the Uber and put in their own address, the Steelers' address?
Yeah.
Oh, so they didn't actually go get the food delivered to the people and then were waiting out the front like that's mine.
Yeah. Or okay. also done the hack where, you know, kids that order pizzas and then get them delivered to across the road or something.
Okay, right.
None of that gear. No, they've actually ordered their KFC.
Okay.
So now Ms. Crombie has the address of the hackers.
And what do you do with that information, Tom?
Well, you take a juice box, which is looks like a box that would hold a bladder, like a goon bag kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so over there they have juice in that kind of arrangement.
Juice in a bag.
And what she does is she goes to her niece who has a dog and she says, "Oh, you got any grenades in the backyard on the lawn there? Got any? Have you done a pooper scoop lately?"
Yeah.
She says, "No, I've got a bunch of them out there." So she goes, "Hang on, I'll scoop for you." And she gets the juice box and she fills it with, not full, but puts a whole heap of dog poop in
it. Okay.
And then she sticks a note on it. "Hope you enjoyed your Uber Eats that I treated you to. Hope you enjoyed your Uber Eats that I treated you to."
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, all right. Anyway. So then she, because she had the address, she then sent the smelly present via next day delivery. And in fact, she says she paid extra for next day delivery.
Yeah.
It cost me £14, which is about $25 Australian for special next day delivery.
Hmm.
But imagine getting woke up at 9:01 a.m. on Saturday morning to sign for a jobby, she says, which is just a wonderful turn of phrase.
Sign for a jobby.
So this is what she shared on Facebook. "Okay, so after the scumbag who stole my card details from Uber Eats and treated themselves to a feast, this was their karma. Dog in a box. Yes, it's disgusting. Yes, it cost me £14 next day special delivery. Imagine getting woke up at 9:01 a.m. on a Saturday morning to sign for a jobby. Greeting."
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It would have been better if they set it on fire.
Yes. I don't know. You have to probably pay extra for that.
Another
£14.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I've just received a media release on something that has been, you know, ready to go, then COVID came, then it was postponed, but now it's back.
Okay.
Okay. And when my parents turned 50, I wrote on both of their cards, "Congratulations, because now, you know, you can be APIA members."
Uh-huh.
And, you know, how good's APIA?
I'm so confused.
Do you know what APIA is?
I know what APIA is. I don't know what that's got to do with the concert.
Well, it's called the APIA Good Times 2021, the Good Times Keep On Rocking Concert Series.
Okay, that seems a bit wordy. Could have been a bit punchier, but okay.
Nah, this is the thing. Hashtag APIA Good Times.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to get on that hashtag? Anything can happen there.
Yeah.
But I just received a media release about the Good Times Festival, right?
Okay.
And I thought, what good times to be had by all?
Yeah.
Let's have a good time around the Good Times Festival.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the lineup here and I'm thinking, okay, it's a festival that is targeted at, you know, that 50 genre, right?
That what so 50, at the over 50s.
Yeah, over 50s. But, you know, I mean, I like these people.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. And I thought, you're a guy that knows his music, you know his festivals, you've been around a while.
Yeah.
I bet that you can guess everyone on this lineup.
All right.
Think of a standard Australian festival.
Yep, okay.
And who you're going to have on the lineup.
All right.
Now, the first person is Brian Cadd.
Okay.
Sorry, that means, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brian. It just means nothing to me.
I think I know. See, you know what we're going to get here? We're going to get people that are going to be screaming at
them. I know.
Yeah.
But this is what I thought. I'll give you one more artist, and this is just going to set the scene. And then you're going to have to guess the rest of the artists.
Yeah,
okay?
Cool.
So Deborah Conway is another artist
who
is playing at this festival, okay? Does that set the scene for you?
It does a little bit. Is Brian Mannix in there anywhere?
Brian Mannix is not in there, which is odd, because you think that he would just, like, he's all about the good times.
Yes, he is 100%.
You know? Okay. The next person we have on the list, let's just say he's got a lot of cousins, like I've got a lot of cousins. Cousins that might not be real cousins, but they're cousins.
Okay.
And he loves wearing a hat, and you'd see him at every festival. And he's a Maltese Australian. Okay? Talking 50 plus.
Is it the guys from the Cat Empire?
No. We're talking 50 plus, Tom. He is 50 plus. He is 50 plus.
I'm sorry.
He used to be in a band. He plays the saxophone. He plays anything.
James Taylor?
No.
Who is it?
I'll give you the initials. JC. Joe Camilleri. Are you Joe for real? Oh, my God. You suck at this game. All right. Let's go on to the next one. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, I wrote a very famous song about love and I have notoriously bad teeth.
Oh. I don't pull
you
that face out.
You suck at this game!
I don't know who's got
Strictly
bad teeth.
Strictly Ballroom made this song famous.
Oh, John Paul Young.
Thank God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're off.
Okay, ding. Step it up a notch.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a female artist and Scientology seems pretty cool to me.
Female artist, Scientologist, is it Tina Arena?
No. Famous Scientologist, Aussie artist.
Tom Cruise, there's Tom Cruise,
oh
there's
my
that
God.
Lena Rimini lady who does the
yeah,
show.
No,
on
I'm
it.
Talking Aussie artists. These are all Aussie artists. Are you serious?
Who?
Okay, what about, so she's in the bedroom and she's giving eyes.
Oh, Kate Sobrano.
Thank gosh.
I didn't know she was a Scientologist.
Where have you been?
Well, not listening to Kate Sobrano.
Okay. Hey, you'd find me on a disco dance floor. I've got really big hair.
Yeah.
And you might find me with roller skates on. And I'm a dude.
Oh, Leo Sayer?
Yes!
Yes! Okay, we've got a roll on now.
All right.
This is a great lineup, by the way.
It is a great lineup. Okay, we're two sisters that used to work with Joe Camilleri.
Vicar and Linda Bull. Yes! Okay,
and your final person on the lineup, one of her famous songs is she talks about how it was a really terrible day, but man, the weather was good outside.
Oh, Wendy Matthews.
Yes!
Yes! All right, I got there!
Okay.
Oh, sorry, everyone. That was like pulling teeth.
I know. Anyway, it's coming to Geelong, so tickets are on sale now.
It's going to be amazing. Do you have to be an APM member?
No.
Or do you have to be over 50? No.
Yep, have a great old time. You did cut good at the end.
Thanks, mate. Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955. Tell us, where's your rogue hair?
I'm calling it a wizard hair.
Okay.
Because that's what I call it.
Sure.
Because rogue hair just sounds, I don't know, rogue hair sounds like it's not what it is.
Okay.
This is what I'm talking about. It's back. I've noticed it on my body. Now, it's either on my chest or on my neck. There's certain times of the year where I get a giant wizard hair and it's clear. Like it's clear, it's blonde or whatever, right?
You have very dark hair. If people haven't seen a photo of Loggie, you're very European.
Yeah, thanks. And if I had a rogue hair, like what you were saying, then I would assume it would be brunette.
Absolutely.
Like a dark hair.
Yeah, if not black. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
No.
No. It's a wizard hair. It's my magical hair. And it just comes up seemingly overnight. Because, you know, you might see a little hair and you're like, oh, and you like pick it off. You're like, oh, what, you know, whatever. This is like the length of my hand. It is that long. It is blowing in the wind.
I don't stand in front of the mirror and go, ooh, little hair. Shimmy my shoulders like you would.
A lot of people would.
Okay, all right. So
it's a wizard hair. It grows overnight. It is so long. It's clear. What is it?
I don't know if yours grows overnight, mate. I just think you don't notice it till it gets to a certain length.
The length that it is, my hair does not grow this fast.
It is.
If the hair on my head grow that fast, I would have long hair by now.
Give us some idea of how long the hair is.
I'm telling you, from wrist to the tip of my finger, that's how long it is.
And it floats. It grows in various different places.
Yes. So it's grown under my neck before.
Yeah.
It grows in the middle of my chest a lot in my, decolletage. What's it called? Degabar system.
Delicatage
area.
Decolletage. Decolletage.
Mm.
Does it only grow out of the big moles that you've got there? Or?
No, there's no mole there. And I don't. But there's no mole.
Yeah.
There's no reason for the wizard hair.
Okay.
Why wizard hair? Why?
And how so quick?
Where is your wizard hair? That's what I want to ask.
Well, mine, I do have one, and it's a unicorn hair. I call it my unicorn hair because, again, it's very clear. And when I had hair, and the hair that I do have left on top of my head is brunette, like it's brown.
Yeah.
So, again, random for a light-coloured hair to grow straight out of my forehead.
Right. See, that's a magical one too then.
Yeah. And so it'll probably get, it's gotten to close to the length of my pinky finger before.
Okay.
Which is pretty long for a hair to be coming out. And but it doesn't, it's like a wiry one. It's not
Mine's straight. So you can feel it.
But it kind of sticks out like a unicorn horn. It doesn't like droop down and tickle my nose or anything.
It just legend has it, if you ask it questions, it'll tell you the truth.
I swapped one for a bag of beans one time. So Carly will see it in the light or whatever. And she'll be like, unicorn hair's back, and she'll pluck it for me.
All right. We want to know about your unicorn hairs or your wizard hairs.
Yeah.
Where is it? How long is it?
Yeah.
When does it come? Like when do you see it?
Does it float? Questions.
All those things. Oh, little wizard hair, why are you growing there?
I was going to make you sing that because you literally sung that all through those ads.
What stories do you have to tell? We're talking about wizard hairs. Well, unicorn hairs, rogue hairs,
Hairs. Christine from Armstrong Creek, do you have a wizard / unicorn / rogue hair?
I do.
Where
and,
is it?
It's just above my belly button.
Okay.
And there is a bit of a backstory to it, I think. Basically, the first time I saw it, it was when I was pregnant with my son.
Yes.
He is 14 now, and it still shows up to this day. And I will not notice it until it's about an inch long. I just look down at my tummy and I'm like, oh my God, it's there. It just shows up.
Little wizard hair, why are you growing there?
These are live stings, by the way, guys. This is not recorded. Tell me, Christine, is it dark hair or is it a blonde one like Loggie and I have?
It is black. And the thing is, I have, on my body, I have, fair, light-coloured hair.
Yeah.
And this thing is just black and ugly. And it just showed up 14 years ago and it still shows up sporadically.
You can still blame your son for that one, though. I would still, if you ever get in a fight, come and look at this hair.
Pluck it for mama.
Amazing. Nikki from Meredith, do you have a wizard's hair, a unicorn hair? Do you have one?
I have a unicorn hair right between my eyes.
Yeah.
It's about an inch long.
There's more of you.
And it's there.
Yeah, okay, just like mine. Okay.
Wow.
And so do you think it grows quickly or do you think you just don't notice it until it gets to a certain length?
I think I just don't notice it until it gets to a certain length or somebody else points it out.
Yeah. Oh, little unicorn hair.
Hey, at least it's fair. At least it's fair, so it's harder to see.
Yeah, but then you catch the light one day and you're like, what is that? It's my wizard hair.
Oh, like what are those fish from the bottom of the ocean where it's really dark and got a little light hanging off?
Yeah.
Let's just wrap up this rogue hair, wizard hair, unicorn hair discussion.
Yeah. I have one.
You've got
one. It's a long hair that just seemingly comes up overnight and it's clear and I call it my wizard hair.
Mm.
I get it on my neck or on my chest or whatever. You have a unicorn hair. It grows out in the middle of your forehead.
Yeah. Same place every time though. It's not just not like
it's weird.
It's not like a rolling hair party like your chest.
It makes me feel magic. Rolling hair party on my chest. Wow, that's going to get cut up and played.
Yeah, I was like that, would you? April, you're in Leopold. Do you have a rogue hair, my friend?
Yes, I do.
Where
the
is
same
it?
As yours.
Ah!
Oh, unicorn hair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've got a unicorn one.
Okay, I feel like you need to start making up a unicorn hair group Facebook page so you can all be together.
Yeah, we could be in our own little unicorn club.
Is it fair?
Yes, it's white, a clear... and it does. It just pops up overnight. I wake up in the morning. I'm like, well, where did you come from?
Yes. Okay, question. Tom's is a little bit curly. Is yours straight or curly?
Oh, I wouldn't say curly like a ringlet.
Mm.
It does come out straight, but if it gets too long, it does start to bend over at the end.
Because then you start to get the straightener on it, the curling iron, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Tizzy it up a little.
Put some rollers in. Just quickly, I've looked into it because there is, we had Nikki and now April and myself all with the unicorn hair. So I was like, I wonder if that's a thing. Maybe there is a sort of a kind of a support group that we can join. Couldn't find anything about a support group. What I did find is maybe some reasoning for rogue hairs.
Okay.
So according to a dermatologist in Miami, he's the founder of Miami Skin Institute.
Ooh.
He says that usually it's either hormonal or fungal.
Right.
So the fungalist part of my body is my forehead?
Don't.
What does that say about you? Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.